It's Just Politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And Rick, I have a really great idea for this week's segment.
Actually, Zoe, I think it was someone else's idea first.
So I'll take a lot of credit.
That's our cheap setup for the fact that Mitt Romney paid a visit to Michigan this week.
He held a campaign event at Lansing Community College.
Prior to hitting ground here in Lansing, Romney gave an interview to an Ohio TV station where he said President Obama really followed his plan, the Romney plan, for the bailout of the auto industry. And Romney says he still did it poorly.
And there's the disconnect. Was the bailout bad or wasn't it? Well, Governor Rick Snyder, a Romney supporter, says it's time to just stop talking about it.
I think too much time spent on the whole bailout question. It worked. It's done. It's over with. There are other ways it probably could have been done. But the point is, it's successful.
So move on. There's nothing more to see here. Let's change the subject. And this speaks to the sometimes awkward dance between governors and presidential candidates when they are from the same political party. So Rick Snyder is telling people things are looking up.
Now, if you look at where we're at, we're the comeback state in the United States today.
The comeback state, outpacing the nation in job creation, happy days. And Mitt Romney?
Now, these last few years have been hard on the people of Lansing, and frankly, they've been hard on the people of America.
Yeah, not so much hearing that relentless positivity there.
This guy's harsh and my mellow.
Rick Snyder does say, you know, of course, that more work needs to be done, that Washington needs a healthy dose of what's working in Michigan, but that's not Romney's message.
Right. Where Rick Snyder says life is good and getting better, Mitt Romney says you're worse off than you might have been. It's not good, and whatever might be good is going to head south without some change.
This dichotomy isn't new, though. In the 1990s, the economy was booming. John Engler was the Republican governor of Michigan. You know, Bill Clinton, the Democratic president. And when it came to that success...
I'll take a lot of credit.
That voice.
That voice.
You know, credit for... A good economy wasn't a problem for Governor Jennifer Granholm. With George W. Bush in the White House, the economy was bad, and it became mutually assured political destruction. We saw that by the time both of them left office, Bush in 2009, Granholm on January 1st of 2011, they were both pretty unpopular.
And I guess that speaks to a few things. You know, one of them is people seeking office, of course, will cast a lot of blame for the bad, and then they'll, you know, lay claim to the good. But there are really a lot of things outside their control that will decide the state of the economy and the state of their popularity.
But that does not mean they won't pretend they're managing events unless it's in their interest to do otherwise.
So, you know, Rick, we saw Romney here. I mean, does this mean that Michigan is in play? The state, of course, hasn't voted for a Republican for president since 1988 with George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zoe, Michigan does elect plenty of Republicans statewide. We are not a monolithically blue state. We have Governor Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. But Michigan does still seem to be in that second tier of states that are potentially competitive, but not yet battleground. So Republicans will be eyeing Michigan to see if they can make it a battleground. If they can take Michigan, a lot of people say that's game over. But failing that, even because Michigan is competitive or might be competitive, Republicans are hoping to at least force President Obama to spend time and money here that might otherwise be sent in, say, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Colorado.
But it's not just the state, then. There seems to be a fight over, you know, the so-called Michigan story.
Right. Not the state's 16 electoral votes,
right,
but how the recovery of the auto industry has played out. President Obama has a one-minute ad airing in 9 states. Michigan is not one of them. But the recovery of the Detroit auto industry is a big part of that message.
And today, our auto industry is back, firing on all cylinders.
The president seems to like to come to Michigan so he can tell that story. He wants to shout it out to the rest of the country.
Which, interestingly enough, sounds a little bit like a certain nerdy governor that we know.
Doesn't it? And by the way, you will never hear Rick Snyder bash Obama. He may kick some dirt on Washington's shoes, but he never directly criticizes the president. At the Lansing visit this week, the job of attacking Obama fell squarely on Mitt Romney.
And I sort of wonder whose idea was that.
I'll take a lot of credit.
I guess we know.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.